Jackie Howard's meticulously planned Manhattan life shattered in an instant when her parents and sister died in a car accident. At 16, this perfectionist with her sights set on Ivy League success found herself transplanted from her pristine penthouse to the chaotic Colorado ranch of her mother's old friend, Catherine Walter. The culture shock couldn't be more extreme, from quiet, organized luxury to a sprawling home bursting with 12 boisterous boys. The Walter household was everything Jackie wasn't prepared for. Muddy boots piled by the door, bathroom counters sticky with mystery substances, and constant noise that made her head spin. Her tailored clothes and color-coded study habits immediately marked her as an outsider in this wild new world. Standing before what looked like three houses cobbled together, surrounded by scattered toys and staring at a pool full of shirtless boys who regarded her like an invader, Jackie made a silent promise. "This might be where I have to live, but it will never be my home." Valley View High School introduced Jackie to a new social ecosystem where the Walter boys reigned as a fascinating dynasty. Each brother occupied a distinct niche. Danny, the brooding theater kid. Isaac, the rebellious troublemaker. Alex, the shy computer genius. Nathan, the laid-back musician. Lee, the edgy skater. And Cole, the golden boy, the one everyone wanted but couldn't have. Jackie's new friends Heather and Riley were shocked she hadn't shared her living situation, declaring her the luckiest girl in school, before analyzing each Walter boy like specimens in an attractive laboratory experiment. When Jackie questioned Cole's appeal, Heather explained it was simply the Cole effect, an indefinable quality that drew everyone into his orbit despite his arrogance. Meanwhile, Jackie's academic perfectionism clashed with the Walter approach to education. While she color-coded notes and obsessively reviewed exams, Alex could barely contribute beyond inaccurate doodles of their anatomy teacher. This achievement-oriented mindset versus their casual attitude toward school created another barrier between Jackie and her new reality. Jackie faced humiliation when Isaac and the twins stole her clothes during a shower, recording her distress on their phones. She used the shower curtain as cover, which led to Catherine demanding an explanation at dinner. In explaining, Jackie unknowingly violated the brothers' sacred code, never betray each other to parents. Nathan later explained this rule, promising to speak with his brothers while warning they'd need about a week to lose interest in their new target. That evening, Cole appeared at her door with unexpected gentleness, noticing Lucy's photo and remarking on the sister's resemblance. When Jackie explained her ignorance of their family code, Cole showed surprising empathy, admitting he would have done the same. This incident revealed the complex social dynamics Jackie needed to navigate and offered the first glimpse that beneath Cole's arrogant exterior might exist vulnerability, especially after she learned his football scholarship dreams had been crushed by a broken leg in his final high school game. Jackie's relationship with Alex developed through literary connections and study sessions. His predictability offered comfort amid Walter family chaos. When he asked her to be his girlfriend after watching Shakespeare, Jackie said yes, valuing his reassuring presence. Meanwhile, her dynamic with Cole grew complicated. After overhearing Lee's hurtful comments, Cole took Jackie horseback riding on his mare Athena. Despite initial fear, Jackie relaxed as Cole guided her, his arms around her. They discovered a magical clearing with a waterfall where they swam and talked as sunset painted the meadows, an experience Jackie tried not to view as romantic. The brothers' rivalry intensified when Alex and Jackie found Cole fighting with his brother. After George separated them, Cole threatened Alex, "I always win." Danny revealed that Alex had bragged about Jackie being his girlfriend to everyone except Cole, seemingly to provoke him. Jackie found herself torn between Alex's safe affection and her electric connection with Cole, a tension culminating at the waterfall party where Cole finally admitted his feelings under moonlight. J. Jackie gradually formed unique bonds with each Walter brother. Nathan became her running and study partner, preferring background noise after growing up in a bustling household. Danny shared his theater passion and explained his shyness was often misinterpreted as unfriendliness. Even initially hostile Lee eventually revealed his abandonment by his birth mother. Jackie's organizational talents transformed the chaotic household through her wedding preparation delegation system. The brothers' traditions, from pranking the principal to Cole's torchlit waterfall party, gave Jackie glimpses into their family culture. During one thunderstorm, she joined an impromptu mud fight, experiencing rare, uninhibited joy that contrasted with her usual need for control. Most importantly, Jackie began processing her grief. Her recurring nightmares about losing her family and her reaction to Nathan's seizure revealed her deep fears. When she finally shared the details of her family's death, being home with flu when they died, the police notification, the news footage, Nathan's compassionate response showed her that vulnerability could be met with understanding rather than judgment. Will and Haley's wedding became a pivotal moment for Jackie's relationships. The day began with Jackie and Catherine frosting cupcakes, with shirtless Co creating an intimate moment when he wiped frosting from her nose. At the reception, Jackie was mortified to be seated between Cole and Alex, with Danny revealing he'd bet on how long the brothers would last without fighting over her. Their rivalry intensified until Isaac got Alex drunk on spiked tea. During the last dance, Cole confessed his love, forcing Jackie to acknowledge her feelings. When Alex witnessed this, Jackie fled to the treehouse where Danny found her crying. She expressed guilt about developing feelings while still grieving her family, but Danny assured her that her mother would want her happiness. He mentioned Catherine's offer for Jackie to return to New York with him. The next morning, Alex visited for an honest talk, admitting their relationship had been for the wrong reasons. They parted amicably, with Alex encouraging, "Go home, sort everything out. Then, when you're better, you can come back to us." On Jackie's departure day, Catherine unveiled her surprise, a beautiful mural in the barn showing the Walter family with Jackie between Cole and Alex, captioned, "My Family." Deeply moved by this acceptance, Jackie hugged Catherine goodbye. After emotional farewells, Danny drove her to the airport, where Cole appeared in his restored car. In the rain, he confessed his fear of goodbyes and wished things had been different. They shared one passionate kiss before Jackie left, promising to meet again in 3 months. Jackie reflected on her transformation, from seeing the Walter Ranch as a temporary stop to finding a true family. Messy, but hers. She knew returning to New York would be difficult, but necessary for her growth. Unlike Shakespeare's impetuous lovers, Jackie wasn't fleeing from love, but moving toward wholeness, confident that the Walter Ranch and all 12 boys would be waiting when she returned, because family always finds its way back together.